The Immune Body Show with your host, Stephanie Gulu Peters. Welcome. I'm happy to be here at killradio.org, beautiful Los Angeles, on this December 15th. I'm happy to share my show with you today called Immediate Relief. We're going to be talking about a technique that will give you immediate relief. What if I told you that I used a technique that was my secret weapon, that I pulled out at the end because it always works? And most people want a lot of pressure, right? You hear no pain, no gain. And so I don't start with this technique because it is a lighter technique and easy for you to use. I've used everything else that I can think of. And usually I'm working with a tight muscle. So I want you to think about a tight muscle, a painful area, a joint, a strain, a sprain. You could have bumped yourself. You could be just overworked and you have tension in your neck. You have tension in your shoulders. I get a lot of tension in my upper traps. A lot of people are always, you know, upper back, my neck, even my low back. So I use this technique, as I said, my secret weapon. I pull it out when all else has failed, and this works. And I want to share that with you today. It is called the X technique. It is a polarity technique based on the work of Dr. Randolph Stone. So if you were to look it up, that's what it would be called. I want you to think about that tight muscle again. And if you're trying to figure out if something works, how do you know the difference in the change of the tissue? Can you feel that difference? So before you get started on yourself or someone else that you're trying to help, a loved one, I want you to fill that area with a flat hand or just with the flat fingertips. I want you to try to tell, is it soft? Is it a medium firm? Is it hard like a rock? Is it knotted? Do you feel a little lump or a bump? I'm sure you're used to feeling that type of a thing. I tell people that if you think about the muscle fibers, the muscle spindle fibers, they're like Twizzlers licorice. If I went out and I bought a pack of Twizzlers licorice today, I would get a strand of licorice that's maybe 6 or 8 pieces individually, and they're all in one rope, right? They curve and they twist and they hang perfectly. That's how we want our muscles to be. But then if you think about that licorice getting pinched or balled, smashed, that's kind of like the muscle fibers. When some area pulls, it's pulling on another area because everything is connected. It's actually touching. So in massage, we use words like ropey. It's ropey. It feels dense. It feels like plastic wrap, like bubbles. I mean, you can feel these different textures in the tissue. This technique will help soften the tissue. It will give you muscle relief. It can give you pain relief. It can aid and bring relaxation to you because all of a sudden you're decreasing that uncomfortable place. It can help calm down an area and give you relief. With that, we're going to take a break to our song.
Thank you.
Show with Immediate Relief. And that was Carol of the Bells, a piano solo by David Icken. My favorite. We're talking about immediate relief, a technique that will give you immediate relief from your muscle pain, muscle stiffness, joint pain, joint stiffness. And this technique called the X technique, it got its name because the pattern forms an X. Okay, so the pattern of, now we're going to talk about how to do this technique. So I'm going to try to keep it simple. And so one way, I'm going to ask you to just draw an X on a piece of paper, maybe a 2x2, okay? Just so that you can see this clearly. So if I had a piece of paper and I drew an X on it, you know, I'll rip out the piece of paper, I'll have that X. I want you to take that X and just put it, say, on top of your knee. I want you to put it where you have pain, where you have that discomfort, on your quad, on your hamstring, on your shoulder, okay? And if it's a small area in the neck, maybe you have to draw a smaller X. So just take that X and just set it down so that you can see. Now, so the pattern is an X. We're looking at the diagonal point. So we make a line on an X, right? It has a start and a finish. That line runs diagonal. So at the end of the line, on both sides, are the 2 points. I'm going to work 2 points at a time. It's an imaginary X. So if I take that X and I put it on top of my thigh, I would take my thumbs, because I use my thumbs in this, and I'm going to put pressure on both sides of one line of the X. Okay? So take the piece of paper, draw the X, and put it down first so that you can see it. Once you can see it, then we can apply that a few more ways. So remember I said 2 pounds of pressure. We don't want to use over 2 pounds of pressure, so I can take my thumb on the bathroom scale and I can push it so I can see where 2 pounds is. If you need to use leverage, have the person you're working on lower than you. Have the chair lower. If you're standing above them, it's real easy to get pressure and to keep your elbows straight, to use your arm when you're pushing on those spots. And so that makes it real easy because you're not using your pressure in your hands or your thumbs. You're using your body weight. So I take my 2 thumbs. I use that line on the X, and that's where I put my pressure. And I'm going to hold that for 30 seconds to a minute. You can hold it for longer as long as you feel stable and comfortable in that position. Then I'm going to release my hands and I'm going to finish the X. I'm going to do the other side where it would cross. I'm going to do the 2 points and I'm going to put pressure. Does that make sense? So there's an X. So that X can be used diagonally. I can use it top to bottom, I can use it front to back. Okay, so that's why I want you to draw the picture and then apply it front to back, if top to bottom, so that you can do this through a joint, because a lot of people have joint issues. So I can do, if I'm looking at a shoulder, I'm going to go back to front. I'm going to do 1 point on the front. I'm going to see that imaginary X line, and I'm going to do the second point on the back. One is low and the other one's high, right? Because there's a diagonal line. You can put that X up to the shoulder that you drew so that you can see it. Then I'm going to hold those points. When I let go, I'm going to go opposite to make that diagonal. So you might need to draw the picture. I can easily post pictures of this because you really need to see it. You're working both sides of a joint or an area. These are just the points. This is how you see the points, the X, okay? And I can tell you from many years of experience that this works. I do direct pressure. I do deep tissue. I do myofascial release, I pin and stretch, I do all these things. And when I still feel like I need to get that muscle to relax more, I use the X technique. And it always works. It's never failed me. So as I talked about, when you feel that person's muscle or area where they have pain in a joint, sometimes you're not going to feel the, you're not going to feel the tightness, but they're going to tell you the inside of my shoulder hurts, or the back of my knee, or inside my hip hurts. You know, we can't feel those things, but there's these techniques that we can use because of the muscle structure. This is just a pattern to use. And so then do the X technique and then fill. Put your hand back in that same place and kind of rub the tissue around and see if you notice a change. So kind of what I do is I lightly, with my fingertips, I take the tissue and I just kind of, I push it. I can tell where it's tight. I can go in each direction, north, south, east, and west. That's what I do. You'll feel the constriction. You'll feel the tissue move, and then you'll go in one direction and you'll go, wow, that's not moving. I can do the X technique. Then I go back and feel it. Did it change? I compare. So I compare right and left, two different sides, so that I can tell if somebody's getting results. I can feel the two shoulders, or, you know, you can feel where they have the muscle bruise or the muscle ache, and then you can feel the opposite side so that you have a baseline, go, okay, this is normal. I can tell this is tight. If you start putting your hands on people and you kind of play around like that, it takes a little bit of time, but with time, you will feel it and it will make sense to you and it will become clearer. In the beginning, sometimes it's not so clear, but it's practice, you know, and that's the one thing that try these things out that I give you, test it out and put it to the practice. It does work. And keep practicing. I know we all need hands on us. I need hands on me, you know, because I touch for a living, we all need that hand. You know, we all need that pat on the back. We all, just human touch and contact makes people feel better. And this is an easy technique. And I've been using this more and more in people's neck in a very small space. And I still apply those principles that we talked about, CVX, and it works. This gets relief. This is one of the greatest techniques that I use, that I get immediate relief for people. And that's what I have for you today. I hope you can use it. I hope you can share it. Again, if you have any questions, please let me know. I will post pictures of this so it's easy to see. But this is an easy, great, great technique. With that, I hope you have a wonderful day and week. Until next time, Immune Body out.